Sports News and a warm welcome to all of you this Thursday afternoon. You are listening to Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Chandu Vijay and today we are going to be talking about the magic of miracles with Swami. In the early days after Swami had made it known to the world that he is Satya Sai Baba, it was a common sight to see him perform miracles and leelas. Now sometimes it would be vibhuti and at other times he would materialize necklaces, rings, watches and others. Now what's quite miraculous about these miracles Swami would perform is that it has never been confined to happening only in Prashanthi Nilayam in his physical presence. There have been countless incidences of Swami's miracles taking place outside of Prashanthi Nilayam and even now after Swami's physical passing. Now let's visit a few of these incidents today to remind ourselves and relive that sweet joy that is always derived from listening to Swami's leelas. And as we listen to these nectarine stories with devotion, let us also enjoy some beautiful music, all sung by Swami students on various occasions in the Divine Presence. So the first story is from Mr. Anthony Albanese of New York, who shared a remarkable story of the miracle of ashes with us a few years ago. It happens to be that his wife had a very bad injury some years back, and as a result of that, she needed an operation on her spine. Now, though it had healed well, years later, when they reached their 80s, it started to cause excruciating pain to her yet again. Now, this pain seemed to peak in winter, and despite the pain, Mrs. Adoreen would continue to do her household duties without a word of complaint. Now, anyone in her shoes would have asked, "Why, Lord, why do you give me so much pain when I try to do your work?" Instead, she thanked Swami for the pain and continued to do her work with a smile. Now, being devotees of Swami, they were completely sure that Swami would intervene and help when he felt it was necessary. Now, one day, Mrs. Adoreen spoke to her husband almost apologetically for causing him trouble and said, "Yes, perhaps they need to go and see a chiropractor." So by the time they came to meet this chiropractor, Mrs. Adoreen would be in tears from excruciating pain experienced simply by trying to get up from a chair. And the x-rays revealed that her fifth lumbar vertebra had slid off alignment by almost 5/8 of an inch, and her pelvis was also out of alignment. So the chiropractor immediately put eyes on the region, placed her on a table with wedges to stabilize her bones, and this calmed her, but after later, the pain returned. Now, at that time, the Christian festival of Ash Wednesday was upon them, and with it, their very own miracle of ashes happened, a tale that can be told by Mrs. Adoreen, and I will read it in her own words. She says, "That night, after taking the x-rays, I went upstairs and tried to get ready. But any movement was causing me tremendous pain. As I changed and prepared for bed, I noticed some powder on my night table. Wondering about it, I touched and smelled it and realized it was vibhuti. I was curious as to why the vibhuti had spilled over the night table without any reason. So I took a little bit and rubbed it on my back, and then I went to bed, lying on my side, and fell asleep. I slept the whole night, and in the morning when I woke, I felt these words spoken to my heart. A voice said, 'Remember, no pain, no pain, no pain.' Slowly I moved one leg and touched the floor. There was no pain. The words seemed to reverberate in my heart once again. 'Remember, no pain, no pain, no pain.' So I placed my another leg on the floor, and placing all the weight of my body on my legs, I raised from the bed, still slowly and carefully. But once again I heard the words, 'Remember, no pain, no pain, no pain.' The pain was gone, and I felt as if I had a corset on my torso. but absolutely no pain. With tears of joy, I thanked God for the miracle and ran downstairs to tell Anthony of the miracle that had taken place. So when we went to see the chiropractor, I told the nurse at the desk, "Don't worry, there has been a miracle and I am in no pain." I repeated the same to the chiropractor, who could not believe it. So she examined twice the x-rays and told me, "Nothing is out of place. Maybe you should give me a pound of those ashes for my other patients." So there it is, dear listeners, a beautiful story that shows us Swami is everywhere at all times and He is waiting to help out of our ailments, mental, physical or spiritual. All we need to do is just call unto Him.
Oh, श्यामल छवि अति सुंदर राम करुणा स्वरूप निर्मल स्वभाव करुणा स्वरूप निर्मल स्वभाव भक्तों के प्राण गुणशील भाव नीरज नैना मुखार विंदा श्यामल छवि अति सुंदर राम रविकुल मंडल दशरथ नंदन मुनि मनरंजन नयन विराम श्रीराम 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 जी की महिमा अपार राम जी की महिमा अपार के की पानी पातर के सारे एक ही बाण से दुष्ट समारे जिनके की पानी आदर के सारे एक ही बाण से दुष्ट संहारे चरणों के धूल से पाप उतारे रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम श्रीराम जी की महिमा अपार राम जी की महिमा अपार सुन लो तो बेड़ा पार सुन लो तो बेड़ा पार श्रीराम जी की महिमा अपार राम जी की महिमा अपार
Listeners, when the Satisai School of Canada was inaugurated in September 2000, a beautiful full-length picture of the founder, Sri Satisai Baba, was installed in the foyer of the school. And 6 years later, the miracle of the growing garland associated with it has come to symbolize the sacred gift of love and growth from Swami. Now the students, staff, volunteers, parents and visitors to the school view this miracle as yet another reminder of the overwhelming and awesome love of our beloved Swami, and they gather around his picture to experience inner peace and connection with him. So over the years, special assemblies have taken place with Swami's picture as an external witness to the daily events. During the first year of the school's existence, the picture came alive with special potency during the Founders' Day celebrations on November 22nd, 2000. So what had happened was, during the celebrations in the first year, a lovely garland of fresh flowers was placed on the photograph. And shortly after, the students presented a special program and offered a cake to their beloved Baba on his 75th birthday. Now, some kindergartners, however, felt let down because they were expecting that Swami would come and join the party in person and cut the cake. So a little while later, the garland of fresh flowers that had been placed on the picture seemed to have descended and covered the large birthday cake. and the birthday card the students had made, and which the grade one teacher had placed on the table beneath the picture. So the grade one teacher noticed it, and she immediately drew the attention of the principal. Now principal advised caution, and he went and measured the garden and waited an hour to watch for any more developments. Lo and behold, the garland grew and grew till it was 75 inches longer than what it was before. And the event happened to be Swami's 75th birthday celebrations. And since that time, the garland had grown considerably longer, sometimes more than double its original length, on more than 24 occasions during special assemblies to mark Human Values Day, Founders Day, and during special prayer services by the Sri Satya Sai Education Trust of Canada. The garland has grown to remind the school community of Swami's sacred presence amidst them, leaving everyone in awe of his mystery. So students also see it as a reminder from Swami to expand the circle of life by embracing and including the universe as their very own. What a profound experiential learning from Bhagwan to reinforce the theme of unity in diversity. So dear listeners, with that beautiful story reminding us to ever expand ourselves and to identify with the entire cosmos, here is yet another beautiful song.
కాలములుని నేత్రత్రయమై చతుర్వేదములు ప్రకారములై త్రికాలములుని నేత్రత్రయమై చతుర్వేదములు ప్రకారములై గజముఖ షణ్ముఖ ప్రమదాదులుని సంకల్పానికి ఋత్విజవరులై అద్వైతమేది ఆదియోగమై నిలయరే కాలగమనమై కైలాసగిరివాసని గానమే యంత్రగాత్రముల శృతి కలయా నమ శివాయ శివాయ చంద్రకళాధర హృదయా చంద్రకళాధర హృదయా చంద్రకళా పూర్ణోదయాలయ నిలయా దేవ దేవ ధవళాచల మందిర గంగాధరాహర నమో నమో దైవతలోక సుదాంబుదిహి మకరా లోక శుభంకర నమో నమో దేవ దేవ ధవళాచల శైలసుతావర నమో నమో దేవ దేవ ధవళాచల మందిర గంగాధరాహర నమో నమో దైవతలోక సుదాంబుదిహి మకర లోక శుభంకర నమో నమో దురిత విమోచన పాల విలోచన పరమదయాకర నమో నమో పరిచర్మాంబర చంద్రకళాధర సాంబదిగంబర నమో నమో పరిచర్మాంబర దేవ ధవళాచల మందిర గంగాధరాహర నమో నమో దైవతలోక సుదాంబుదిహి మకర లోక శుభంకర నమో 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 నమో
So this is Chandu Vijay and you're listening to Love to Love. And today we're going to take a walk with Swami through the magic of miracles. Now this story took place many years ago, sometime in the early 1960s. Narrated by Professor N. Kasturi in Sanatana Sarathi, this records Swami's omnipresence and all-knowing nature, the one who responds to every genuine plea. So in the words of Professor N. Kasturi, he says, an old merchant from the town of Kuppam arrived late one evening by car to Prashanti Nilayam with his family. So as soon as Baba saw him, Swami asked, so how deep is the well? So I thought the inquiry was about a well he was digging in his field, but his son told me a very thrilling story. So this person was suffering from acute stomach pain for over 10 days. And the doctor in attendance left him one dark January night about 10 p.m. And everybody went to bed and all was quiet. An hour later, it was noticed that this person who had this acute stomach ailment was not present in his bed. Minutes passed, hours passed, he did not return. Then the people in the household heard a feeble voice shouting, "Amma, Amma." Now the sons ran helter-skelter and discovered that the voice was coming from the nearby well. It was 50 yards away from the house. The well was 10 feet across with water 25 feet deep. And with wall all around, slabs crisscrossing the depth with a pumping set worked by an electrically operated engine. The old man had unfortunately fallen into this well. It was pitch dark, but with the help of a torchlight, they found that the old man was most miraculously standing erect, close to the wall, with absolutely no apparent foothold, more than half his body immersed in the water, and he was praying aloud to Satya Sai, his only savior. Shuddering and shivering, one of his sons got down into the well and tied a rope around the waist of the old man, while others went frantically calling for help, but unfortunately all they could find was two very timid individuals. Then, as luck would have it, or rather I would say as Swami willed, the sub-inspector of police suddenly passed the way, and he came in to find out the reason for the commotion there. So he helped in the rescue by letting down a sofa set for the old man to sit and slowly pull that entire thing up. So immediately a doctor was called in, and the doctor was stunned because there was not a single scratch or cut on the body of the man, who was perfectly normal and unconcerned and was reciting Swami's name. This man looked as if he had just returned from a bath in the Chitravati River. Now how on earth could he have stood erect, clinging to the side of the well with 25 feet of water beneath him? That was the wonder caused by the wonderful love and grace of our beloved Swami.
साथ है बाबा हर पल रक्षा उसकी सुमिरन जो भी करे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे भव सागर से पार उतारे जन्म जन्म के पाप हरे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे साई नाम सुमिरन जो भी करे राम सब दुख दूर करे राम साई राम साई राम साई राम मूरत मन में बसाए तुम्हारी शरण जो आए। इन चरणों में मन चाहा पल बिन मांगे मिल जाए। सुख संपत्ति भंडार भरे साई राम सब दुख दूर करे साई राम सुमिरन जोगी करे साई राम सब दुख दूर करे। धरती पर शिव शक्ति अवतारे साई बाबा इस धरती पर शिव शक्ति अवतारे। जब हो सर पे साया तुम्हारा कौन किसी विपदा से डरे साई राम सब दुख दूर करे साई राम सुमिरन जो भी करे साई राम सब दुख दूर करे। साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई साई जमुना साई मथुरा साई साई तो है घट घट वासे भजे अमर अविनाशी साई नाम ब्रह्मा साई नाम विष्णु साई नाम शिव शंकर साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई
कृपासागरम् कृष्णकृपासागरम् 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 गुरुवायुर्पुरम् जनिमोक्षकरम् गुरुवायुर्पुरम् जनिमोक्षकरम् कृष्णकृपासागरम् कृष्णकृपासागरम् मुनिजनवन्दित मुरहर बालम् నిజనవందిత మురహర బాలం మురళీలోలం ముకురకపోలం మురళీలోలం ముకురకపోలం అనంత శయానం అరవింద నయనం అనంత శయానం అరవింద నయనం వందే మధుసూదనం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం రాధారుదయం హరి మధునిలయం రాధారుదయం హరి మధునిలయం అధరం శోణం మనసి జబాణం అధరం శోణం మనసి జబాణం సుగంధ నిధానం సురుచిరవదనం సుగంధ నిధానం సురుచిరవదనం నాశం మతి మోహనం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we now return to the early 1960s when miracles were a form of Swami's assurance of his presence at all times. So here is yet another story from Professor Kasturi from another early edition of Sanatana Sarathi. An officer who had to tour uninhabited tracts and jungles for a few months every year as part of his official duty, he came to Puttaparthi. And he was looking up the veranda on the first floor of the mandir to get a glimpse of Swami when Swami would pass by. And then after some time, Swami appeared and recognizing this person asked him, "So, did you get the lorry that I sent?" So Professor Kasturi says that, "I thought the man was a businessman who had dispatched a lorry to Puttaparthi and was expecting it back. But this man had a different story to tell." So this person said that the question of Swami revealed to him that the arrival of a lorry along the God-forsaken jungle road to pick him up from his sick bed and take him to the nearest doctor 40 miles away was the act of Swami, and Swami saved his life by making the doctor to intervene timely. So this, now the story goes thus. It seems that this person had developed a septic wound while he was in the camp and he had fallen into delirium on account of the fever. Now it was raining heavily and the thunder was roaring overhead, and here was this man who was sick in the jungle and he was praying to all the gods he knew, including Swami, but he found no ray of hope. He was like on the very center of no man's land. And then suddenly, he heard the noise of a passing lorry. Apparently, this driver of the lorry had lost his way and was trying to find his way through the jungle tracks. So this man's servant, they ran after the lorry, they shouted, they made the lorry stop, and the lorry driver took him to the nearest hospital 40 miles away, and thus his life was saved. And now, he knew that it was none other than Swami who had sent this lorry to him.
Namo Satya Sai Baba Namo Sai
नमो सत्य साई बाबा नमो सत्य साई नमो सत्य साई बाबा
नमो सत्य साई
नमो सत्य साई बाबा नमो सत्य साई नमो विश्वतेजा ज्योतिस्वरूपा
नमो विश्वतेजा
नमो विश्वतेजा ज्योतिस्वरूपा
नमो विश्वतेजा
नमो सत्य साई बाबा नमो सत्य साई కాంచిన అంతరంగము పొంగే ఈనాటి సుఖము ఏనాడు పొందము ఏ నోము నోచాము ఇప్పుడు కనుగొందాము నమో సత్య సాయి బాబా నమో సత్య సాయి వికసించినవి మనసు తనువు పులకించినవి వరుసగనిలచి వడలను మరచి సరించి కోరేము నీకెంతరిలచి నమో సత్య సాయి బాబా నమో సత్య సాయి
నమో సత్య సాయి బాబా
నమో విశ్వతేజా జ్యోతిస్వరూపా
నమో విశ్వతేజా జ్యోతిస్వరూపా
నమో సత్య సాయి బాబా నమో సత్య సాయి
నమో సత్య
సాయి బాబా
మేడలొద్దు మిద్దేలొద్దు నీ నీడన ఉంటే చాలు, ఆటలొద్దు పాటలొద్దు నీ మాట వింటే చాలు, తిరులు వద్దు గిరులు వద్దు వరద హస్తం ఒకటే చాలు, తిరులు వద్దు గిరులు వద్దు వరద హస్తం ఒకటే చాలు, ఎరుపు వద్దు ఓటమొద్దు చల్లనైన చూపే చాలు, దండాలయ్యా దండాలయ్యా కోటి దండాలు శత కోటి దండాలు, అండరుండే స్వామివి నీవని మాటొకటే చాలు, నీ మాటొకటే చాలు, అవతరించినావంట భిన్న పాలనందుకొని పాలించే దొరవంట, ఈ నదులకై నీవు అవతరించినావంట భిన్న పాలనందుకొని పాలించే దొరవంట, ఎనభై ఏళ్ళు గమాకై త్యాగమూర్తిపై నిలచి, ఎనభై ఏళ్ళు గమాకై త్యాగమూర్తిపై నిలచి, కన్నీరును పన్నీరుగా మార్చే మా దేవుడవంట, దండాలయ్యా దండాలయ్యా కోటి దండాలు శత కోటి దండాలు, అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవై మాటొకటే చాలు, నీ మాటొకటే చాలు,
many miraculous stories associated with Swami. Now some may recall the days when Swami had even resurrected some people. At his touch, people would heal. Cancers would disappear. Paralysis would fade away. Eyesight and hearing would be restored. All in a single touch. Now here is yet another story of Swami's incredible Leela. This time we visit one that occurred in Prashanti Nilayam many years ago in 1985, involving a young student who was a research scholar in Swami's university. Now this story was witnessed by the then warden of the boys' hostel, Mr. Narasimha Murthy Garu, and he had narrated the following story in Swami's Divine Presence in Sai Kulwant Hall in 2004. So the story goes thus. It was the month of October in 1985. No, 1985 was the 60th birthday celebrations year. And one day in the early hours, the warden of the hostel was woken up because one of the PhD scholars who was a chronic asthma patient, whose name was Narayan Sharma, he was unable to breathe. So the warden and some of the other teachers, they rushed him to the Puttaparthi General Hospital. Now, by the time they reached the hospital, the body of the boy had become cold and blue. Now, there was a lady doctor who attended to him. There was no pulse, no breath. So, Dr. Chari, the medical superintendent of the hospital then, he rushed from his home and he also checked the boy up and informed all present there that this boy is no more. The boy was dead on arrival. Now it was approaching 6 in the morning. Now you can imagine the plight of the warden when such a thing happens. Now the warden says he did not even have the courage to go to Mandir and submit it to Swami what just happened. So it was Dr. Chari who walked to the Mandir and submitted to Swami the whole episode. And Swami very coolly said, you know, nothing will happen to him. He is fine. And Swami then materialized Vibhuti and gave it to Dr. Chari and said, apply this Vibhuti on the chest of the boy and put hot water bags on his back. So Chari returned and the Vibhuti and the hot water bags were applied as per Swami's directions. Now all the people there were in a state of fix because they really did not know what to do. They did as what Swami had told and still there was no pulse, no breathing. The body was cold and blue. For all the practical purposes, this boy was dead. So the doctors told the warden, so Narasimurthy Garu, now it is your turn to go and report to Swami. We have done our job. Now it was 6:30 in the morning and Mr. Narasimurthy Garu, he walked up to the mandir and he reported to Swami. And then Swami said again, you know, nothing has happened to him. In fact, Swami gave a thermos flask full of hot coffee to the warden and said, you go give this to the boy. Now the warden was bewildered. He came to the hospital with the flask and the lady doctor, she looked at this with the warden with the flask and asked, who did you get coffee for? And the warden very reluctantly showed the body of the boy who was lying on the bed. The doctor's face was expressionless as if she would have probably been thinking, oh, I think the warden has really lost his brains. Now, warden did not know what to do with the coffee. The body of the boy was covered with a white sheet. Only his toes were seen. And then lo and behold, they saw movements. The toes were moving. Everybody was overjoyed and then the lady doctor with great joy went up to the boy. The boy could not yet open his eyes, but his toes were moving and she put her finger at the nose and slowly the breathing was coming back. And then she whispered these words into his ears. She said, see boy, Swami has sent coffee for you. Please take it. One spoon of coffee was fed into his mouth and he took it in. Then slowly, spoon by spoon, coffee was being fed into his mouth. The lady doctor checked him again. The pulse was returning. So the confident that the boy was back, she was connecting the BP apparatus to the boy's arm. And just then, Swami arrived to the hospital with late Sri V.K. Narasimhan, the editor of Sanatana Sarathi at that time. So hearing Swami's voice, the boy slowly tried to open his eyes. And Swami came near the boy and said very childishly, what boy? Everybody said that you are dead. You are still alive. The boy looked at Swami. His face was expressionless. Then Swami asked all the three doctors present there, Dr. Chari and two other doctors who were there. Swami asked, was he dead? All of them said, yes, Swami, he was dead. Swami then asked one of the lady doctors, how do you say that he was dead? She said, Swami, according to us, there was no pulse, no breathing, no heartbeat, the body was cold and blue. Now going by the medical science, that is death. Then Swami asked, then how did he come back? And the doctor replied, Swami, you are God, you can do anything. The drama of Lazarus was just reenacted. Only the participants and the venue was different. Now there were about 50 students who had assembled outside the general hospital. They had come hearing that their friend had made his exit from the world. And then Swami looked out of the window. He saw all these boys looking very sad. So Swami told the warden, go and tell them what just happened here. And Swami thus confirmed that he had brought this boy back to life. And then Swami materialized a kind of brownish chocolate and gave it to the boy. And the boy immediately put it into his mouth. And after returning to the mandir, Swami materialized three bottles of tablets and sent them to the hospital with detailed instructions as to how these tablets are to be administered. Now the boy was soon sent back to the hostel. He got busy with his research and he completed his PhD. Now, for an incarnation, dear listeners, it is sheerly his powers, his inner strength that achieves everything and nothing else. All the other instruments are only superfluous. There is nothing that is impossible for our beloved Swami.
Arziyan Sari
पे लिख के लाया हूँ। तुमसे क्या मांगूं मैं, तुम खुद ही समझ लो।
जब रूबरू आया पल में, ओ सदका के एक पल में मैंने क्या नहीं पाया, बाबा मेरे साईं मेरे मौला,
dear listeners. Now let's fast forward to the 90s and relive yet another story of resurrection as narrated by Mr. Venkateshwaran, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan who currently resides in Prashanti Nilayam, and this is a personal account narrated by Mr. Venkatesh himself. He says, it happened on the afternoon of 1st October 1994. Along with students and some guests, I was inside Trayi Brindavan, which is Swami's residence in Bangalore. Now, while Swami was speaking, I felt a sudden tightness in my chest. I began to sweat profusely and felt strangely breathless. Now, three quick pinches of vibhuti from my pocket, followed by a chant of Sai Rama three times, was all I could muster before leaning on the person sitting in front of me. I was slipping into darkness. I then saw an orange robe in an ocean of light. This was followed by a vision of my inert body lying on the floor. I could not believe it. I felt so free, so utterly free. Then a voice in the distance echoed, "Get up, your Sai Rama has come. Get up." My hazy memory does not recall what happened next. But I was informed later that immediately after I had passed away, a physician sitting nearby had examined me and found no vital signs. With some difficulty, this was conveyed to Swami, who was sitting on the jhula in the front. Our merciful Lord stood up immediately, picked up his silver tumbler, and walked to where my body was. He poured some water onto his fingers and let it trickle into my mouth. Then he said the words that I had just quoted, "Get up, your Sai Rama has come." My inert body jerked and my eyes opened to see Bhagwan. Looking at all those seated around, Bhagwan very firmly asked, "What other miracle do you want?" Venkatesh was gone and I brought him back.
झोली फैलाए आते हैं,
तेरे कदमों में अर्पण करने हम दिल का नजराना लाए हैं, तेरे दरबार में हम आए हैं आज, तेरे दरबार
आती है कहाँ
ईसाई के दर पे आकर साथ उनके रहकर बात उनकी सुनकर नजर से नजर मिलाकर
मैं भूलू कैसे
मैं चाहता हूँ कि परेशान न करे उनका ख्याल मगर वो जो है कि मेरे ख्वाबों में आए जाते हैं
वो आए या न आए ये मर्जी उनकी है
हम उनकी राह में नजर बिछाए जाते
हैं या अल्लाह
तेरी हर बात
खो जाता हूँ मैं
खो जाता हूँ मैं खो जाता हूँ मैं
कि भूल जाता हूँ कि तेरे पास हूँ या दूर हूँ
भूल जाता हूँ कि तेरे पास हूँ या दूर हूँ भूल जाता हूँ कि तेरे पास हूँ या दूर
अल्लाह तेरी हर बात
हर बार में हम आ
So dear listeners, we have spent a great deal of time today reliving Swami's many manifestations and miracles. Now let's see what Swami have to tell us about all these leelas. Swami says that miracles are an innate part of me. They are not acquired after birth through yogic practices. Now that is why Swami not only uses these powers freely but extensively over a wide range for the propagation of the objective for which he has incarnated. The avatar is omnipresent and omnipotent. Baba's miracles show clearly that he is not bound by time, qualities and nature. He is beyond everything. He is everything and everywhere as the indweller of the heart. He is the eternal witness. So regardless of all the miracles and manifestations that Swami has performed, what really is his greatest miracle and greatest manifestation? Now after looking high and low for an answer for this, I can say with full conviction that Swami's greatest manifestation and miracle is none other than his love for all of us. Such pure, unsullied and intense love, which he repeatedly tells us is also within all of us. So let us all tap into this ocean of love and become his miracles of love, his manifestations of love. And with that, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the world be happy, happy and happy. And after one more song, we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. So stay tuned.
Sikh Isai, Hindu Muslim, 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 Sikh
बधाई महिमा।